position on auto insurance reform may win Dukakis votes in California and New Jersey, but to win the election, political analysts say he needs to get off the defensive. A new series of television ads attacking George Bush is designed to do just that. But our commentator John Carroll says negative advertising can cut both ways.
So Mike Dukakis has finally gotten down into the muck with George Bush. Tired of running a campaign based entirely on flinching, the Duke has come out with a couple of TV spots that hit Bush right where he lives. Nowhere. Deep down, these spots tell us George Bush is really a very shallow guy. The packagers of Mike Dukakis, you see, have decided to make an issue out of the packaging of George Bush. This is slightly akin to Zsa Zsa Gabor attacking Mike Tyson for having an unstable marriage. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I detect in all of this the hand of John Sasso, the only Dukakis advisor who's got a lock on being included in the next edition of Webster's. As in Sasso, verb, transitive, to lasso with the tongue or with videotape. These commercials are splendid examples of advertising verite, dredging up every dark image of hack politics in America's collective consciousness. They show what are supposedly the vice president's advisors huddled in a smoke-filled room trying to figure out which issue to distort next. These are the insidious manipulators of the American voting public.
Well, I think we need another TV commercial on this Thurlow thing.
No way. They're beginning to write about Dukakis' real crime record.
Look, nobody reads anymore.
Let's hope not. But first of all, Dukakis changed that furlough program.
Visually, these spots employ every backroom cliche in the book. The smoky atmosphere, the dim lights, the loosened tie, the open vest, everything but the pot bellies. This is politics as parody, and not a very convincing one at that. The Dukakis team has set up a room full of straw men that can easily be burned.
How long do you expect to get away with this furlough thing?
How many more weeks till the election, Bernie?
They'd like to sell you a package. Wouldn't you rather choose a president?
Personally, I'd rather appoint an interim caretaker and rerun the primaries, but I guess that's asking a lot. The basic problem with these spots is that they're so heavy-handed, they're impossible to believe. This exchange, for instance.
In the debate, Dukakis said 37 million Americans don't have health insurance. That's not true, is it?
I'm afraid so. And Dukakis came up with that health insurance plan for working people.
Nobody talks like that. Or this.
Gonna play real well with the middle class. We get enough problems with the middle class.
So what does Bush do?
Wraps himself up in the American flag.
Not that again. Would you rather talk about Dukakis' health insurance plan? Get out the flag, boys.
Do you really think his own advisors call him Bush? Wouldn't they have a nickname for him? Bushois or something? That seems more realistic. The commercials are reportedly based on real audio tapes of a 1984 meeting of President Reagan's advisors, some of whom now work for Bush. But the ads don't come off as real. They come off as 30 seconds of political caricature. The scary thing is, some Dukakis aides were worried that the ads were too subtle for the American public. But his media advisors convinced them that a heavy broadcast schedule would guarantee that the ads would make an impression over time. Guess what, guys? It doesn't take a minute.
John Carroll is creative director at KKNM Advertising and a columnist for Adweek.